It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody listening to the show all over North America. My people getting to the money. My people leaving the money. My people driving home to their families. My people just hanging out. My people doing whatever the hell you doing. Thank you. I appreciate you. I'll be here with you for one more hour. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern. 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. I'm going to say it again, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get the app and just pull up the Infinity Sports Network. Boom, JR Sport Brief Show right there for you. If you're listening on your local Infinity Sports Radio affiliate, thank you so much. Your local radio station, thank you so much. Hey, if you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You're ahead of the game. No hands. Anyway, it's been a busy day. Been a busy night. Jets fire Rob Saleh. Derek Carr is going to be out for a few weeks. Russell Wilson will be back to practicing tomorrow. Rashee Rice, he had a surgery to repair an LCL, not an ACL. Rashee Rice looks like he's going to be out for the season for the Kansas City Chiefs. And then how about this? Congratulations to the New York Mets. The New York Mets have pushed the Philadelphia Phillies to the brink. The Mets beat the Phillies 7-2. Pete Alonso, Winker, they go deep in the third and the fourth inning. Sean Manaea comes through with 7 innings pitched and 6 strikeouts. And tomorrow, the New York Mets have an opportunity to advance to their first National League Championship Series since 2015. And the last time the New York Mets went that far, they even went to the World Series and took on the Kansas City Royals. It did not work out their way. But the New York Mets, they got the Phillies on the brink. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We got a whole lot more to do just this hour. We're going to talk more baseball. How about this? The Dodgers and the Padres are getting ready to get underway. I got to tell you some more NFL teams that are playing like complete trash. At the end of the show, of course, I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a whole lot more to get into, and I have to do it in less than an hour. You know, before we do anything, 855-212-4227, I'll get to your calls in a second. Let's take a listen. Pete Alonso, he says the New York Mets, people thought we sucked all year. Not anymore, is what he said on Fox Sports.
This place was absolute rocking. I mean, it was unbelievable. And, I mean, we had a long road. I think it was, I don't know, 15, 16 days or something like that. I mean, we faced adversity all year, and to be able to come back and win this one tonight, it means a lot. So hopefully we can keep this up tomorrow. I mean, it'll be a great matchup tomorrow. But, yeah, it's going to be really exciting baseball again tomorrow at home.
Oh, yeah, New York Mets can close it out. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Dan is calling from Texas. Dan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind, Dan?
What is up, JR?
Oh, hello, Dan. How are you?
Good. How about you? I've been listening to this show for the last 3 years. Since it was even CBS Sports HQ.
Oh, well, thank you.
On the radio.
Oh, thank you. You've been listening to my show for how long?
3 years.
You've been listening to my show for three. Well, how old are you?
22.
Okay, go ahead. Since you were 19. Great. Okay, go ahead.
Them Mets are going down.
Okay. You don't like the Mets? What did they do to you?
I just grew up hating them.
You love hating the Mets. So you and a lot of people. Well, you're in Texas. What's your favorite? You like the Rangers or the Astros or what?
Rangers.
You like the Texas Rangers. So you're happy with what happened last year, right?
Why wouldn't I be?
Okay, so you're not happy with what happened this year then?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so what should we expect from the Texas Rangers next year?
To not be ass.
Okay, good idea. Great vocabulary at 19, or no, 22 years old. Hey, Dan, thank you for calling, okay? You have a good day in college tomorrow, okay?
You too.
Okay, thank you, Dan, for calling from Texas. Okay. Hickey, where's the... Am I the adult supervision? Am I the adult supervision? It's me, right?
Yes, you're daycare now as well.
And that kid wanted to... The other kid wanted to tell me that I wasn't his uncle. Are you serious? You're talking to me right now at 9 o'clock at night. What are you talking to me for?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. It's okay. I'll be everybody's daddy. I got you covered. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, speaking of making somebody their daddy, it's not going that direction, people, okay? Relax. Remember when Pedro Martinez was getting smacked around by the Yankees so much? He's like, I just got to tip my hat and call the Yankees my daddy. I am so interested in the next baseball game for tonight. We got the Dodgers and we have the Padres. The series is tied at 1-1. We saw what happened the other day. You know, the fans are throwing baseballs in the field. Players are taunting. It's just, it's nuts. We even had Manny Machado, who is, he has a reputation for being a jerk. He said he was throwing a ball towards the Dodgers dugout. And he tried to throw it at Dave Roberts, but it hit the net. Dave Roberts is like, man, why are you being a jerk? There's so much to do about nothing. It's crazy. Listen to Dave Roberts from yesterday.
I didn't notice it at the time. I really didn't. I didn't notice it. I did see the video. And it was unsettling. Obviously, I have a relationship with Manny from years past. There was intent behind it. It didn't almost hit me because there was a net. Very bothersome. If it was intended at me, I'd be very. It's pretty disrespectful. So I don't know his intent. I don't want to speak for him, but I did see the video and the ball was directed at me with something behind it. So, but I don't know what led to that. I didn't see it in real time, but I did see the video.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Manny Machado was asked about this. And Manny Machado didn't specifically say that he tried to throw the ball at his old manager. Remember, Manny Machado did play for the Dodgers for a little while. Manny Machado did admit he meant to throw the ball, just not at him. Listen to this.
Manny, Flaherty said that you threw a ball into their dugout, and that's what prompted him to start bargaining.
That I threw what? I throw balls all the time into the dugouts.
Into their dugouts?
Both dugouts. I mean, they have bad boys. You know, you throw the ball back in there. So, yeah, I mean, when you try to hit our best hitter, right, get him out. You can't get him out. Don't hit him, right? I mean, we don't go out there and we're not, you know, they got the best player in the game, right? Otani. We don't go out there and try to hit Otani. We try to get him out, right? Don't go out there and try to hit my guy.
Hickey, this is, something nasty is going to happen. Like, don't you feel it? There's going to be a moment from Jackson Profar getting, you know, balls thrown at him by fans and Manny Machado throwing balls into the dugout. Like, what's going to happen? Is somebody getting hit? Like, what's going to happen?
I don't know if someone's going to get hit, but it does feel like with tensions this high, like all it takes is like an up and in pitch to kind of get things going. Remember like Yankees Red Sox like 20 years ago now, like 03, 04, you referenced the Pedro era, like during that time when tensions were really, really high and you didn't have to even hit anybody, just come up and in all of a sudden, like, what the hell, let's go. It kind of feels like we're not going to get a brawl, I don't think. We definitely won't, not in the playoffs here. But it feels like all it will take to kind of really get this fire going is a small spark, and that spark could simply be a high and in fastball with no intent behind it.
Well, we're going to find out. The game is underway right now. We got Michael King on the mound for San Diego. We got Walker Buehler on the mound for the Dodgers. Walker Buehler, I don't know what the hell happened to this guy. Maybe the injuries ate him alive. This man's ERA is like north of 5. And Michael King, coming over from the New York Yankees, has done one hell of a job. So I expect at one point, we saw the beatdown the Padres put on the Dodgers on Sunday, 10-2. If this is a beatdown, Hickey, one way or the other, and they feel that they got some wiggle room, somebody is getting got. Like, somebody is going to get popped. Somebody's going to get a little bit of a scare. I can't imagine this series being tied up the way it is and all the back and forth energy that somebody doesn't put a little bit of something behind a pitch. The series is tied 1-1. They're now in San Diego. The fans have already been warned. Hey, don't be jackasses out here. Please respect each other the best way that you can. We'll see what happens. Shohei Ohtani up here at the plate trying to make some noise out of the gate for the Dodgers. We'll keep you up to date as this one continues on, at least while I'm here on the air. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Alan is calling from Toronto, Canada. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Alan?
Yeah, it's great to hear those two youngsters calling you. You know, God bless them. I was a youngster myself, too, so it's...
You were? How long ago?
70 years ago, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
The Bears, 36 to the Panthers, 10. The Panthers, absolutely hopeless. They're going to miss the postseason for the first... the seventh time in a row, and they faced Kirk Cousins. I wrote Kirk Cousins off, but he's getting his second win. He had 509 yards last game and four touchdowns. So, and the Panthers have allowed 33 points per game. That's the most in the NFL. So he's going to have a field day. At least he would think he's going to have a field day.
And well, thank you. Thank you for the betting.
Show you the,
oh, my goodness.
They really botched that trade last year. Four draft picks for Bryce Young, and now Bryce Young is—he's benched. I thought Andy Dalton was finished. You know, I thought he's just stepped very quietly into a.
But we'll see Bryce Young at some point again later this season. We know the Panthers—the only win was against the Raiders. Besides that, everything has been a loss. If Andy Dalton gets knocked around or has a bad game, you know, Bryce Young will be reinserted. You know, at halftime of some miserable game or something like that. So. I don't think we're done seeing Bryce Young for the rest of the year. I think we'll see him eventually.
And the Panthers, they have a brand new general manager, Dan Morgan, and Dave Tepper. He must be steamed. There has to be smoke and fire burning inside him now. Well, the way things have gone. He is kind of cheap, isn't he? He doesn't spend that
cheap.
Much money like he should.
The man is worth like what? How many billions do you think he's worth? I think he's $17 billion. I think.
Yeah, I know he's among the top. He's every bit as rich as
Steve Cohen. Yeah, they have the same net worth. Must be nice. $17 billion. Hey, Alan, if you had a net worth of $17 billion, what would you be doing right now?
I'd be traveling the world over, every nook and cranny. I'd be going to every town in the world. You know, I'd be I just want to live as much as I could. You know.
Nah, I hear you. Uh oh. We got some fire. Oh, what's going on? Mookie Betts just hit a home run to left field. And Jackson Profar is, I don't know, is he yelling at the fans in San Diego? Alan, we're going to figure this one out. Thank you for calling up, okay?
Yeah, always a pleasure, JR. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. If you get $17 billion in cash, send it to me. Forget net worth. Just send me some money. Hickey, did he yell at a fan? No. What's he beefing? These are his own home fans. They moved out the way. He couldn't catch the ball. He just missed it. But then he seemed like he went back into the stands and said something to the fan, right? Did you see that?
I did not see the end. No, I saw the near catch where he almost for the second game in a row robbed Mookie Betts, which would have been insane. And like you said, got half a glove on him. I mean, that was literally almost carbon copy what we saw in game two. I did not see him, though, go back. Like you said, it's all Padres fans on a little corner.
I don't know what his beef would have been. He went back to point. Even Dave Roberts and everybody looked around. Mookie Betts kind of stopped and paused. It's like, what's going on here? It was a home run. What are we thinking about?
Mookie Betts, he was like halfway to like the dugout.
Yeah, maybe they thought he tricked everybody again with the catch. I don't know.
I guess after game two, right, you can't.
You don't trust him?
Right, you can't trust him.
I don't know. Anyway, it didn't take long. Mookie Betts hits one off of Michael King. Dodgers lead 1-0 here in the first. Let's see if that's the only big hit that Michael King gives up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody tuned in coast to coast. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. You know what? Alan from Toronto, for whatever reason, he brought up the Panthers as also being a terrible, terrible franchise. The New York Jets have company. You know, let's hear from Dave Canales on the other side of the break. Let's talk about some other teams that are equally as nutty as the New York Jets. The phone lines are still open if you want to give me a call, 855-212-4227. Of course, we'll give you an update on the Dodgers and the Padres. At the end of the show, I'll give you a few things that took place this day in sports history. You're locked in. Congratulations. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, the Padres get out of the first inning with only giving up that single, that one-run home run to Mookie Betts. Dodgers lead 1-0. Padres got their turn up at the plate. Hickey, did you see the story? We got Walker Buehler on the mound right now. Did you see that he got robbed at like a racetrack in California last month?
Yeah. By a mob?
Took his watch.
What? I didn't see many details, so I'm not sure if more came out. How does that happen?
Which part?
I guess, he's obviously famous. People know who he is, right?
Maybe. You think if Walker Buehler isn't outside in a... You think if Walker Buehler had on a polo shirt and jeans, would people know who he is? I don't think so.
I guess maybe they know the watch that he was wearing.
Yeah.
Was expensive.
Yeah, that part, yeah.
So you just come up to him. I mean, they say it's a mob. Like, what's a mob? Five people?
Hickey, it takes one person to rob you. I mean, come on.
But it was described as he was robbed by a mob.
Yeah, I mean, if three guys, four guys walk up to you and say, give me your watch, what are you going to do?
Give them the watch.
Give them the watch. It's not that difficult, right?
Pretty crazy.
It's not that tough. I feel like there was somebody else got robbed recently, right? Wasn't there another athlete? Like last month, there was a story somebody else got robbed for their watch. Am I making this up?
No, it does feel familiar. Was it a golfer that got robbed at the airport? Does that sound familiar at all? I have to look it up. I feel like I think you're right. Someone had some sort of property stolen recently.
Yeah, it was some other athlete. Look, I mean, does it pay to go outside and, like, Hickey, I don't wear jewelry. I don't. I just don't. I don't want stuff on me, period. You know, I don't want, every now and then I'll throw on my earring. I haven't worn my earring in forever. I don't want to go anywhere. But the fact is, I'm not going to just walk. I mean, but to each his own. I also saw somebody ask Jason Tatum at a press. Did you see that at a press conference in Abu Dhabi? I guess one of the rich guys out there wanted to. But this was a reporter. Maybe the reporters are rich, too. A reporter asked Jason Tatum if his watch was real. I'm like, what are we doing?
Really?
He asked him, hey, is your watch real? It looks like a kid's watch. That's what he said to Jason Tatum.
Damn.
Jason Tatum looked at him and was like, what? And then the guy was like, oh, okay, for my real question. Like, okay. You know, sometimes I don't blame the athletes. The questions have gotten, I'll say it, some of the questions have gotten dumber over the years and irrelevant. Like the guy last week, I get it. It's media day. You're having fun. I get it. Whatever. Nothing in me wants to ask Damian Lillard about his relationship with Glorilla. Like that brings you down a peg to ask that question. You know, there's a time and a place. You know, if I'm sitting at an NBA press conference, I'm not going to ask Jason Tatum, hey, man, is your watch real or is it a kid's? Like, what are we doing? Like, I get it. Some of the athletes are very sensitive. Like, we got WNBA players who everybody is, they all worried about Caitlin Clark and questions that hurt my feelings. And, oh, did I poke her in the eye? Like, some of the athletes are sensitive. Doesn't matter, man or woman. But then we also have people who ask questions now that make you just scratch your head. Like, stick to the game. You know, if I'm the Source magazine and I'm talking to Damian Lillard, or I'm Complex, yeah, sure, go ahead, ask him about, you know, I don't know, Glorilla. But for basketball, just stick to the basketball, man. Dumbass questions. Anyway, don't wear expensive stuff. For what? People who got Steve Cohen, I don't know. To each his own. I don't want nobody to know how much I have or don't have. Ugh. People are crazy out here. They'll take it off of you. I don't, it's not necessary. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Now, thanks to Alan in Toronto, I did tell you that I was going to get into some of these crap teams in the NFL right now. It's not just the New York Jets. Alan had mentioned the Panthers. Yes, they qualify. Still one of the worst teams in the NFL. Right there with the New England Patriots, who, by the way, are going to start Drake May in their next game against the Texans. The Panthers are 1-4. They just lost to the Bears 36-10. Their only victory was against the Raiders. The Raiders are really no better. Well, they don't have a quarterback either. And Dave Canellis on Sunday, he said why he put Bryce Young into the game late, and it was basically to, kick the tires on the young guy. Listen to Dave Canellis.
Just saw it as an opportunity there. You know, we had a couple of injuries on the offensive line. And again, just like wanting to get him in there to just make, you know, get some live reps. And he did a fantastic job, you know, playing with energy, extending plays, finding some completions down the field, which was all fantastic. So, you know, it's a hard situation, you know, but at that point it was just like, okay, with just the different things happening on the offensive line, you know, it was something that where I wanted to get Andy out of there and then just give Bryce an opportunity to just continue to put some good football on there while we had time.
Oh my God. Tell me you don't care about Bryce Young without telling me. What? Hey, our offensive line sucked. The game was over. Why are we going to keep Andy Dalton out there? Hey, Bryce, it's your turn. We need this guy for next week. How? What does Bryce Young feel about this? Like, what does he say? When he heard that, I know he heard it. Somebody sent it to him. His parents heard it. What do you think about that? Like, yeah, we're getting smoked. Yeah, go out there and take the beating before we end the game. The Falcons are going up to Carolina to take on the Panthers. Good luck to the Falcons. They should go 4-2. If Kirk Cousins, a man, threw for 500-plus yards, if you can't do that against the Carolina Panthers, then just quit. Go home. Panthers stink. And I already told you about the Raiders. They stink, too. They got to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Russell Wilson is going back to practice tomorrow. Raiders are getting ready to trade away Devontae Adams. Now you got Christian Wilkins, who's probably out for the season with an injury. It's just bad for the Raiders. Max Crosby has been dealing with an injury. And then you got a head coach in Antonio Pierce. He's like, man, I don't know who my quarterback is. Can I play QB? This is what Antonio Pierce had to answer about the Raiders and their quarterbacks.
I didn't even say we're going to switch. Say we're still evaluating the film from yesterday.
I mean, if you do, though.
I can't go off of ifs. I wish I could, but I'm not.
I just wonder if that's a factor in the decision making.
I'm not going to go hypothetical on that one. Sorry.
Well, he should just, flip a coin. Heads is Aiden O'Connell and tails is Gardner Minshew. Give Aiden O'Connell a chance to start now, man. Y'all stink. And nothing to prove here. Just what do you got? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Brown is calling from Louisiana. You're on the JR Sportbeat Show. What's up, Brown?
Yeah, JR, I just wanted to know, man, what you think about the Monday night broadcasting crew. You know, they spend the whole game talking about Taylor Swift and Saunders, who caught the intercept for the Saints. His brother dances for Taylor Swift. And it's like we don't even learn about the players and who they got on the roster. It's the whole game they're talking about.
You did. You learned the big man who intercepted the ball. His brother dances for Taylor Swift. The more you know, right?
I don't want to know that, though. It's similar to what you're saying about Glorilla and the whole 9 yards. You know, I mean, I'm trying to watch the game and find out what's going on with what I'm watching.
So here's the deal. We all have access to more information than ever before. Agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay. So now, having said that, it's an entertainment product. The NFL has a core base of fans, me, you, Hickey, everybody else listening. And then they have casual fans who are going to tune in because they're giving you bits and pieces of data and information, whether it's fun or whether it's stats. And Taylor Swift is certainly She's an attractive element to the game to casual viewers. You may have a few people who watch because of Taylor Swift, and they may stick around. They may become football fans. I'm sure that they have quite a few. And so you, I assume, Brown, you're a hardcore sports fan, right? You like the football?
Well, I like football, but I'm trying to draw a comparison because there's also people that watch the interviews of the NBA players for entertainment. They're not necessarily
Brown, I'm not asking. Brown, let's slow down. I'm asking about you. Are you going to stop watching NFL games because they show Taylor Swift?
No, I wouldn't stop watching.
Well, there you go.
What I would do is turn down the sound on what they're talking about.
Well, you still got eyeballs. And who cares?
Maybe listen to the radio where they're more talking about the schemes and what's going on the field.
Well, they have to be
other stuff.
Well, yeah, they have to be more descriptive on the radio, which is why you can't see. What am I doing right now, Brown? What am I doing?
You're talking to me on the radio, right? I'm breaking everything down.
No, I'm just talking about physically. Bottom line is you can't see it. I'm forced to be more descriptive, which I think I do a very good job at. But my point to you is you ain't turning the TV off because Taylor Swift is there. That's it. And so what? You're going to stop watching Chiefs games? She ain't going to no Cleveland Browns game, so you're not going to stop watching. My point is they're able to add potentially new customers while really probably not losing hardcore fans. So people can complain about Taylor Swift and, oh, my God, she's on the TV too much. You ain't turning it off, though. That's the point, man. That's what it is.
So, JR, what's the difference in them asking about Glorilla and them talking about Taylor Swift? Because people who watching the Damon Lillard interview, might have, they probably didn't know that he was even associated
Brown. There's a difference. No, it's not the same. There's a difference between play-by-play during a 2-3 hour sporting event versus a 5 to 10 minute press conference. You have limited time with an athlete in front of you to ask questions. I would think that, you know, most of the questions you ask have a little bit more substance than asking about an entertainer. It's different when you're filling out a 3 hour broadcast. You do want to have an entertainment element. Let me tell you something, Brown. For the 4 hours that I'm here on a radio a day, I could sit here if I wanted to and recite stats and numbers and break down all of that, but you have to cast a wide net. You have a wide base of people who are watching the games, who are trying to understand the games. I've said this plenty of times. Most times, I don't give a damn about what any of the announcers are saying. I'm not listening with the sound on. I got the game on. I'm watching the game. I'm reading. Maybe I'm outside. Maybe I'm playing with my kid. I don't give a damn what the announcers are saying. I can sit down and analyze the game myself. Am I Troy Aikman? No, but I know enough to draw a conclusion. When you do a broadcast, you are casting a wide net because you have a lot of customers from different places with different interests and different opinions. And that's what you're trying to do. Grow your fan base. That's it. If you're running away from the NFL because there's too much Taylor Swift, then I guess you really ain't that much of a football fan. I don't care. They show her. I don't give a damn. They don't show her. I don't care. They're still going to show the plays on the field. Whether they're cutting away to your Uncle Bob or they're cutting away to, you know, Taylor Swift, whether they're cutting away to some idiot in a Chiefs outfit. I don't know. Maybe they got a whistle outfit on. I don't care. I can still look at the game and see what takes place. 855-212-4227. Luke is here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Luke?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about college football, if I could.
You could talk about whatever you want. Go ahead, Luke.
Yeah, and also just the number of teams, I don't know how you want to characterize them, bottom feeders or whatever,
are
making a lot of noise and are being ignored. Okay, I mean, teams like Indiana is like 5-0. Okay, BYU. Okay, these are all teams that should have obviously been ranked like 3 weeks ago. Okay, Indiana, BYU. Minnesota knocks off USC. I mean, there's teams all over the place. And the transfer portal, or whatever they call it, is sending talent everywhere. And these bottom feeders aren't getting any credit. And even though there's 12 teams in the playoffs now, It's still just going to go to, like, the, you know, the biggest moneyed schools, you know, with the biggest constituency. Because, SMU, I mean, come on. I mean, they knock off Louisville. And anyway, so that, you know, that was my comment.
We know money makes the world go around, Luke. And we know realistically, when it comes to actually winning the championship at the end, we can have the little engines that could that knock off a big team.
Okay. I mean, what is this? I mean, okay, like Luke, Minnesota knocks off USC, Luke, and oh, Minnesota's not any good. It's just USC is all Luke, fucking crappy.
Luke,
you know,
Luke, I, you didn't even let me finish my point, Luke.
Okay, go ahead, finish it. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, sorry. It's okay. This is my point, Luke. I won't make it long.
Okay.
We know that there is a small group of schools who can legitimately win a national championship.
No, that's bull crap.
Okay.
That's bull crap.
Well, thank you, Luke. Okay, so you let me know.
Okay.
When SMU can go on a run and go on a roll.
Okay, well, here's the
and
thing.
Beat the top of the
okay.
top.
Here's the thing. There's a clash of college football cultures now because the USC hasn't had to face the, you know, the Big Ten week after week after week. Okay, so it's a clash of a culture. It's
well,
not
we,
a given.
We know. Well, hold
isn't
on.
Better than USC. It's
well,
not
Luke,
a given.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Why the hell are you so impassioned? Did you eat dinner tonight? Why are you so upset about this?
I'm upset about it because, okay, even with 12 teams in the NFL playoffs, they're just going to automatically go.
No,
we're
not talking about the NFL.
The biggest moneyed schools with the biggest
Luke, let's have advertising dollars. Can you have a conversation with me? Let's forget all of that. If you want to talk about the business of it, we can do that. You're asking about the teams. Let me ask you this simple question. Come to reality with me. Are you ready to do that?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to give me a team name and nothing else. Are you capable?
Yes.
What team do you think is most likely to walk away with the national championship?
Okay. SMU.
All right. Bye, Luke. Hickey, am I a jerk?
No.
Okay.
No, I think it's a good, well, I won't say good back and forth, but no, I think that call needed to end right there.
That's who he favors to win it all, SMU.
I hope you put money down. Now, let me tell you.
Okay.
Be a rich man and can retire if he's right.
So when he's right, he can call back in January, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And if he's wrong, he better call back and say, yeah, nice. SMU is not the team to beat.
He doesn't have to call back. He doesn't have to. If SMU wins the national championship, then he can call back. And if they don't, he doesn't ever have to call again. It's that simple. Let's look at the schedule. Let's see. Okay. Oh. Interesting. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Good luck with that one, buddy. Okay. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to walk you through quite a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Goodness gracious. Well, this might be a short game. I mean, it's a long game. It's early. Fernando Tatis. This man just hit a two-run home run. The San Diego Padres now lead the Dodgers 6-1. They're still in the second inning. Walker Buehler is still on the mound to take his punishment. And at least try to save a reliever from some pitches. At least try to keep him in the game. Only 5 runs. They could still do it. They can. Michael King is a good pitcher, so let's see what they do. But we all know Walker Buehler was ass. Come on now. I don't know. Maybe the injuries got him. Hickey, it's because they tried to steal his watch. That's why.
You may be right. It could be in his head. By the way, really quickly, we talked about an athlete getting robbed recently.
Uh-huh.
Ricky Pearsall is who we're thinking of.
Ah, okay.
Obviously, that was a lot more dangerous than what Walker Buehler went through, but well, still.
The guy trying to rob him got shot. How'd that work out for him?
Not great.
he didn't get the watch. He got a bullet instead. And Ricky Pearsall is still going to play. Well, sooner than later, right? He'll play.
Yes, yeah. Should be back soon.
We got one NFL player to get shot every year that plays. Remember No, we do. It's not funny.
Just the way you said it, so matter of fact. Like, yep, there's that one, the yearly quota.
Yeah, Robinson on Washington. He got shot. He came back. That's right. Great running back. Come on now.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you, NFL players better wear a bulletproof vest on this offseason. You know what'll be next.
Yeah. Wow. It's tough out here. Anyway, you know what? Let's go back in time. Well, let's see. What year was this? No, people got shot in 1956. Hey, let's go back in time. Let's go.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Yeah, let's go back. October 8th, that's today's day. In 1956, Don Larsen, yeah, he threw that perfect game, the only one we've seen in World Series history. The Yankees beat the Brooklyn Dodgers 2-0. Listen to this.
Got it. The greatest game ever pitched in baseball history by Don Larsen. A no-hitter, a perfect game in a World Series.
Oh, yeah. This man, 9 innings, 7 strikeouts. The Yankees ended up winning that World Series in 7 games against the Dodgers. That was their 17th title that they won in 1956. The Yankees are currently looking for title number 28. It won't come if Aaron Judge keeps stinking the joint up. October 8th, 2018. How about this? Congratulations. Drew Brees. Don't know what he's doing right now. Not on TV. This man set the all-time mark for most passing yards. All time, this man threw a touchdown pass to Traquan Smith. Take a listen to this, courtesy of ESPN.
The family's on the field in anticipation of celebration. Will we get it here before halftime? Three, wide open. Wide open! And Smith, what a way to do it! There's only one word that comes to mind. Greatness. Right there, right now. That moment, a 62-yard touchdown pass is the way that Drew Brees fittingly goes into the record book.
Yeah, well, some guy named Tom Brady said, nope, that's mine. Tom Brady, all-time leader in passing yards, 89,214. Drew Brees, 80,358. Yeah, he got him by about 9,000. Sorry, Drew Brees. Sorry. Hey, and speaking of quarterbacks, you know, earlier in the show, you know, we talked about how Aaron Rodgers, him and Rob Saleh were friends. Well, the new head coach of the Jets, Jeff Ulbrich, he was asked about his relationship with Aaron Rodgers. Take a listen to this.
I have a good relationship with Aaron. He is he's one of those guys that has, you know, he's just unbelievable experience, and he's seen this game at the highest level for a long time. So he's a guy with a lot of ideas and really positive feedback about a lot of different things, whether it be meetings, practice, game planning, scheduling, all of it, you know. So he will be a vital resource for me in that way, for sure.
Oh, man, whatever. Saying you have a good relationship with Aaron Rodgers has amounted to nothing. It got the last guy fired. It got him the boot. Oh, man, what a day. What a day, what a day. Hickey, this is going to be real bad, you know. And shout outs to Ron Dunleavy for joining us earlier from the New York Post. Thank you so much to Dan Wolkin from USA Today. When Aaron Rodgers leaves, it's like the scene, you know, I know we talked about the new Joker movie, the one that sucks with Lady Gaga. It's going to be crazy. There's that one scene where the Joker is leaving the hospital and he set the hospital on fire and he's literally walking away laughing. And the place is burning up and exploding behind him. That's going to be Aaron Rodgers when he leaves the New York Jets. The whole place is just going to burn down, man.
I think that's perfect. You're right. That is spot on. He even kind of has that probably like a that little grin, too, kind of walking away. Yeah, I think it could be bad.
Yeah, the Jets are on borrowed time. They're hoping. The Jets are in a relationship that is bound to fail. That's what it is. Poor guys. Anyway, hey, thank you again to Ryan and Dan Wolken from USA Today for joining. Hey, Hickey, also always a pleasure hanging out with you. Good luck to the Mets tomorrow, okay?
Likewise, JR. I appreciate the good vibes.
No doubt about it. Listen, folks, if you've missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I got a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the worst contracts ever handed out in NFL history. That's tomorrow. We'll give you an update on all the baseball. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. The show is done. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Don't go anywhere right now. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey. Y'all be cool, be smooth, be safe, be well.